The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be a Maseches Makis in Perek Elu Hinaloikin Daf Chof Aleph. The Mishnah Zokt, HaKoisev K'soivis Kaka, someone who writes a tattoo, Kosav V'loi Kika, Kika V'loi Kosav, Enu Chayev Ad Shichtoiv V'kakeh B'diyoi V'kechoil V'chol Dove Shuroishem. Zokt the Mishnah that in order to be over the Issa Deraisa of K'soivis Kaka, you have to put it inside the skin, and it must be a color. The question arises, Bizman Ezeh, certainly tattoos are usur. But what's with cosmetic tattooing, in which a needle deposits colored pigments made from iron oxide into the skin's dermal layer? And many women choose to do so in order to free themselves from putting on makeup. It's a permanent layer of makeup around the eyes or the lip area. Is this mutter or is this aser according to halacha? Is it a transgression of k'soivis kaka? A very common question that has been posed to the poskim in the last 2 years. A beautiful tshuva is written by Rav Nosson Gisetner in Tshuvas Lahirus Nosson, Chelet Yud, in Simen Yud Dalet, where he goes through the whole sugya in a very complete fashion. I'd like to say some of the ikar ideas that he says, and halacha lamaisa will come to a nice conclusion. First of all, when it comes to halacha k'soivis kaka, how long is a tattoo on your body to aser? So first of all, we have to note that when we look at the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Pei, the mechaber makes no notice how long it has to last. In fact, if we see the Gemara by us, the Gemara has a shaila about putting stove ashes on an open wound, which creates a mark that resembles a tattoo. Obviously, this mark that the stove ashes place does not last very long, and l'chayra is temporary. Nonetheless, is havitzad to be offered. So too, a temporary tattoo that has a certain time period should also be usher. Doesn't have to l'chayra last forever. Rav Gestetner rules that l'chayra, a long time, that would usher, l'chayra should be, for Issa D'Oraisa, 3 years. That's what he uses, a din that should be chosh of time. Despite the fact that Rashi in Gittin Daf Chof Amid Beis seems to say it has to be l'olam, Rav Gestetner believes that l'olam is l'avdafka, it means a chosh of time, which usually in halacha is 3 years. Now, the question is commonly asked when people go to amusement parks or they go to different kind of theaters and they get a stamp on their hand that allows them to enter. For example, Chuck E. Cheese, I know, stamps people's hands. Or children's tattoos that are put in the hand. Are these tattoos usur or are they mutter? So that's the question basically, how deep must the tattoo be in the body? So certainly by cosmetic surgery, like I noted before, it's a needle that implants the dye in the skin. Certainly it is a regular tattoo. But when it comes to amusement park signs that are placed on the hands, we can look at the words of the Minchas Chinuch. That the Minchas Chinuch says that the hagdara of k'soivis kaka has to be so deep that it cannot be erased with normal soap and water. Which would mean someone who draws a picture on his hand, even if he would press hard and it would go a little bit in the skin, it would be mutter. Why? Because it could be removed by soap and water. So too, when a person puts a stamp in when he goes to Chuck E. Cheese or any amusement park, could be removed with soap and water. According to Minchas Chinuch, would not be over the issur of k'soivis kaka because it has to be something that would be not easily erased. So too, children who put fake tattoos on their body would be mutter usur also because it's something that is not easily removed. It is on the outside of his skin, it's not deep, and therefore it is difficult, extremely difficult, to remove. And thereby, that would not be a heter for the cosmetic tattoos. Because after all, the cosmetic tattoos are under the skin. Now, in terms of the process of klovis kaka, how it should begin, is it first the writing and then the kakua, then the indentation, or is the indentation right, then the writing? So the Rambam, in the Rambam in Yad, seems to say that first you tear the skin, then subsequently insert the dye. However, by us, if we look at the Raivan, which is not Rashi on the side, the Raivan says that first you write, and then you make the tear. The Bach, in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Pei, says that there's no machlokes, the Rivon and the Rambam. The Rivon is saying the order of the pasuk, k'soivis kaka, first you write, then you make the indentation. However, that's the order of the words in the Torah. But Lamaisa, the Rambam is telling us it's lav dafka. Even if you do the normal way, which is done, is placing the indentation in the skin, and later putting the dye on, that too would transgress the iser of k'soivis kaka. And certainly, by the dyes, in which the cosmetic dyes, in which it's a simultaneous process, the cosmetic dyes, and also I think tattoos, the needle goes in the skin and simultaneously penetrates and places the dye. That certainly should violate an iser of k'soivis kaka. Now, in terms of what the purpose you're doing the k'soivis kaka for, we seem to paskin not like the opinion of Rav Shimon that it has to be a avodah zarah. Any reason k'soivis kaka should be aser. And therefore, l'chayra, that's a reason to aser. However, Rav Avigdor Nevinzal, the Rav of Yerushalayim's Altstadt, in Tchumim and Simon and Chelet Yud Ches, in Kuf Yud Gimel, is mater. What's his logic? His logic is that just like we hear in Hilchas Shabbos, when we talk about Koisef, Melechas Koisef, which is the word k'soivis kaka. In Melechas Koisef, you have to write a letter, or you have to write a picture, maybe it's an anchor or a heart, but some kind of picture or a letter. However, just making a color, if you color something on Shabbos, dye something a different color, that is not Melechas Koisef. That is Melechas Tzoveya, a separate Melacha. Why, asks Rav Nevinzal, when you dye something, it is a different Melacha? Why is not included in the Ichel Isra of Koseid? Why do we do a new Av Melacha of Tzoveya? So he says because there are two actions. There's drawing and writing, and there's coloring. Coloring is not ksiva. Therefore, he's matir, writing, using cosmetic surgery, because cosmetic surgery is basically making a coloring. And therefore, it's not labeled as Koseid, like in Hilchas Shabbos, but rather it's Tzoveya. And the Torah does not say Tzoveya Kaka. It says K'soivis Kaka. However, the Raya Rav Nevinzal brings from Hilchas Shabbos is not so convincing, because he wants to equate the word K'soivis Kaka with the Melechas Koisef. However, we see a difference. Number one, I'll prove to you, because when it comes to Melecha of Shabbos, Medaraisa, you have to write two oisios, two letters. However, when it comes to the Issur of K'soivis Kaka, even one letter would be enough to even get Malkus. So we see the word Koisef by us. It's not the same Malacha of Koisef of Shabbos. Because if it was, you would need two letters. And if it's different in terms of how many letters, so I ask you all, could it also be different when it comes to Tzoveya, when it comes to coloring? So therefore, I'm not so convinced of Nevinzal's Heter. However, we all know a rule that the Gemara sets forth with us in Maseches Brachos, that when it comes to Kavod HaBriyos, we have Doicha and Iser Midarabanan. Therefore, when it comes to K'soivis Kaka, and it comes to dyeing colored dye in someone's body, it's a very good reason to believe that it's only an Iser Derabanan and not an Iser Deraisa. And if you limit it to an Iser Derabanan, we can mark here someone to put makeup on if it's Kavod HaBriyos, because we know Kavod HaBriyos is Doicha Isurim Derabanan. For example, a woman who's lacking eyebrows. Rabasri, the Rav of Yerushalayim also, in Av Beis Din, is mater, a woman who has no eyebrows, to dye herself eyebrows. Also, a woman who has suffered a tremendous burn, in which it's Kavod HaBriyos not to have a cosmetic surgery. He's mater, because after all, he says, Lamaisa, it could be that K'soivis Kaka by coloring, and only the Rabbanin, because first of all, it's not a word. And second of all, he says that since you're putting it in, not a tattooing way, but a cosmetic way, So it could be it's only an Issa Derabanan. And if it's an Issa only Derabanan, therefore, B'makum Kavod HaBriyas, we know that Kavod HaBriyas is Nidche Bifnei, Issa Derabanan is Nidche Bifnei Kavod HaBriyas. And therefore, it comes out to the consensus of most poskim, including Moha and Rav Yashiv Shlita, that when it comes to a tattoo, certainly it's also, and when it comes to cosmetic surgery, also it's also, however, if it's needed for cosmetic reasons, for reasons that a Kavod HaBriyas involved, we have a term for a Basri, and you can rely on the Chayyur and Shidush from Nevinsol B'Dievid that it's Mutter in all scenarios.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.